of self-inflicted wounds tonight on all facets of the game. But offensively, you know, I thought we obviously started the game great, going down and getting the 7 points, matching their seven. And then, you know, after that, it just, again, the self-inflicted stuff, you know, penalties hurt us. Obviously, the game wore on. I felt like the running game was efficient enough, you know, to sustain us. And too many little things, just little detail things that cause us not to score more points.
What's Jordan Matthews' status?
I don't know at this point. I'll find out more in the morning.
What about Brandon Brooks?
Brandon Brooks has an illness, and as you know, we had to send him to the hospital this morning for more testing. So I haven't got an update yet on. He was very nauseated, throwing up, things of that nature all day, and so we wanted to make sure that everything's okay. So there'll be more testing. We'll probably find out more in the morning.
What made you decide to sit Nelson Aguilar for the game?
Well, it came down to, you know, basically just letting him see the game with a little bit calmer eyes, you know, letting him, you know, just a different perspective on the game. And obviously he handled it extremely well. You know, it was obviously a 90-minute decision. Even during the week, I was still going back and forth with it. But, you know, just to let him take a step back, breathe a little bit, and see exactly how he can help this football team going forward.
Do you think he'll be active next week?
We got to see and check on Jordan, you know, and make sure that Jordan's okay, and just evaluate the film and see how the other guys did. But I'm not going to rule it out at this time.
What was with your defensive line? There seemed to be almost no pressure on Aaron Rodgers. He was never sacked. He was only hit once, and that was dropping the passer.
Yeah, it was a tough day. I mean, it's you're not gonna be in a position to win many games without the pass rush, and on the same side, the pass protection. And obviously, it starts with both offense and defensive lines, and. You know, it's just too much time. You can't let a guy like Aaron Rodgers stand back there, and you know, he's going to pick you apart. It's just, you just can't hold up in the back end that long, and something we got to look at hard and you know, try to get it fixed. We still got 5 weeks left, and you know, it comes down to just you know, each guy. You know, it's a pride factor. The next 5 weeks, but. Something we got to seriously evaluate.
On the challenge, the second challenge.
Which one?
The second one where on the incomplete pass. It didn't affect the outcome of the game, but on that play, you know, you don't have any more challenges whether you win or lose. You only gain 2 yards if it is overturned. What's the thought process on that?
Well, the thought process there was to where they were on the field. Yeah, it might have been only a 2 yard gain, but, you know, you take into consideration, you know, second 8, second 10, backs them up 2 yards. You still want to play the field position game, whether they end up punting it or going for it on fourth down. If you can stop them, get them off the field, and just an opportunity to keep them, you know, in a second long, you know, long situation. Knowing that obviously it was an incomplete pass, and knowing that you were going to be out of challenges, just needed something. To keep them really at a little bit longer yardage at that time, and try to help our defense.
So you had about, by the end of the game, you had 6 offensive players playing either a different position or out. Can any team afford that sort of attrition? Can any team expect to be functional when it's got that many players playing different positions from even a week ago?
Yeah, it's tough. You know, in the National Football League, it's tough. You know, we don't make excuses for it. It's a physical game. We know the injury is going to take place, and you know, but it's hard, especially you know, with that many young players, you know, on offense. But at the same time, I look at it too. It's valuable for those guys that are playing, and I still believe that you know, we're obviously heading in the right direction as a team, and it's great for those guys to play. But at the same time. You know, it's hard, and you just each guy has to, you know, sort of the next man up mentality. But you know, we all got to look at ourselves kind of in the mirror and make sure that we're doing the right things when we get those opportunities.
How do you think your offensive line reconstituted? How did it do tonight compared to what you expected?
I think overall they played pretty well. You know, up until that last couple of sacks there at the end, but you know, Isaac has been playing in these games the last couple of weeks, just not starting, and I thought he filled in extremely well. He's a, you know, been saying all along he's a sharp guy, and he knows the game plan inside and out. You know, Allen moving to right tackle, which was great for us because we gave him that experience back in training camp, and you know, he was able to have a full week of practice. So, you know, I thought overall it was a pretty good day for them, and you know, we'll evaluate it and see where we go this next week.
Each week you're saying this team's going in the right direction, but you've lost 6 of 8 games. What makes you think that?
Because you look at the effort, you look at, you know, I think you might look at wins and losses. I got to look at the potential of the football team and the guys that we have. And you know, are we there yet? No. Are we heading in the right direction? Yes. And again, it may not show up right now in wins and losses, but I see that potential. I see that. You know, there is no quit in this team. There is no, everybody's fighting to the end, and that's a sign that things are heading in the right direction.
Doug, why was there so much problem in seeing with their tempo game and your defense against their short passing game?
Ball was out so fast, you know, and that's the thing that Aaron does a great job with you know, the way he manages the play clock and gets his guys in the right position, and literally the ball's out. I mean, it's fast, and it's just tough to defend, you know. And then when the lack of pass rush can obviously hurt that. So, yeah, it's just the quick release, getting his guys in and out of plays. You know, it's obviously a sign of a you know, veteran guy taking advantage of situations, taking advantage of what he's seeing, you know, defensively.
But their last drive, how tough was that? I think they're back up to 4 at one point. Let them hold the ball for over 8 minutes, and
that
kind of killed the clock.
That was hard. You know, we had them in a 3rd and long, and could have got them off the field at that time, and given ourselves a chance right there. But we didn't do it. You know, and then they went on and kicked the field goal there. So, you know, those are situations again that are. They're hard to overcome, you know, and we got to find a way defensively to get them off the field, and then offensively, you know, we can't make the little mistakes that keep us off the field.
In third quarter, it's a 4-point game, and you force a 3-and-out, and Fletcher's charged with a personal foul. On that play, what did you see, and what's the message to Fletcher after that play?
Yeah, actually, Fletcher and I talked, and it was a good call. I mean, he you know, the head and neck area that he was. You know, and again, it's a tough situation for defensive linemen because, you know, we teach them to go in with hands up and try to tip passes and things like that. It's just anytime you strike the quarterback in the head and neck area, you're going to get flagged. So it's unfortunate. We had, and those are the things that I keep talking about. Those are the mistakes that we're making, the little things that we're making that are big things in games, and we have a chance to get off the field at that time and don't. So that's hard to overcome.
How'd you assess Carson's play tonight? He obviously had a lot of moving parts he had to deal with, but how'd you assess what you saw?
Yeah, again, I think it was a good performance. Obviously, the way he started the game was exceptional and led the team down and for the touchdown there, the opening drive, and you know, after that, you know, with playing with so many guys and when Jordan went out, you know, moving parts, things like that, managing it well. We did a lot of hurry up tempo, tried to stay as aggressive as we could there with the tempo offense and just getting the guys lined up and you know, I thought he managed that thing, you know, extremely well. There were also times where he changed plays tonight because of pressure that the Packers were bringing, and he was able to get us out of some stuff and get us into some good plays that were very beneficial. So he stayed calm. He stayed right on point, and you know, played pretty well.
With all the injuries, do you need him to be more than what you were comfortable needing him to be earlier in the season? Are you having to ask too much of him?
Well, you know, you get to this point in the season too. I think that you go into each game, you know, giving him a handful of things to manage for us. Meaning, you know, in the run game, checks in the run game, checks in protection, in the passing game. But it's not, again, it's not all in him. You know, I mean, you know, you just let the offense work and the guys. You know, getting open for him, the protection, all of that comes into play. It's not just one guy. You know, it takes a full 11, and it takes the cohesiveness of that offense to work. And again, you know, with so many, you know, different pieces and different spots, it's hard to get that continuity going.
What determines your cornerback rotation for a given series? Leotis was in there early, and then Jalen started rotating in. What factors determine who's actually in there?
A lot of times it's just, you know, with the corners, you know, it's like much like the defensive line. You know, sometimes even in Leo's case with him being injured and trying to keep him healthy for the entire football game and getting Jalen, you know, those much needed reps in there as well. And you know, the other thing too is just allowing Jalen to, you know, he's a little bit more of a physical corner. He can do a little better in the press. You know, Leo is you know, a guy that is steady. He's not going to make a ton of mistakes for you. He's going to pretty much do his job and his assignment and keep you stay pretty consistent that way. And Jalen just gives you a little bit more of a physical presence over there. That's kind of the way he was even back in the off season for us. Yeah.